as a reminder, you are listening to Anatomy of the Ear, which is very exciting. We're in our last couple hours of it. It is an annual event where WRCT DJs take over the airwaves to play hour-long sets of their favorite genres all weekend long. You can tune in from this Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Regular programming will return Monday morning.
They took him and threw him into the sky. All alone and lonely. Once he came and why he would die. Lost in the cosmos lonely.
So this is Anatomy of the Ear. As I said, we are going to be playing different music genres throughout the night. We're going to be playing different genres throughout the night, and you can stay tuned for various other things on the schedule. Some examples of these are, given it's running low on time, I need to actually check. We're going to be having Cryptofolk, Grindcore, and then Doo-Wop to end us up at 4 a.m. So that's going to be really exciting if you are up late at night. Personally, I'm playing Filk. The thing about that is that it's like folk, but like sci-fi, fan content, whatever. It's like pretty fun. Unfortunately, the thing is also I decided halfway through we're really kind of going to pivot this to steampunk. Wow, Riona, you say, didn't you do steampunk your freshman year? Call in if you've got complaints or if you want to recommend songs. Otherwise, I'm doing with my set what I want to do with my set. We started off the hour with Lost in the Cosmos by The Mechanisms. Love The Mechanisms. Up next, we have One Small Boat, which was the winner of the 2025 Pegasus Awards in Filk. Let's get into it.
All the girls in the village are talking of Helen. They're curling their hair and they're painting their lips. They're wearing tight shoes and they're going through hell. And it's all for and ships. You turn and you ask me, don't you want that glory? A fleet of young sailors all weathered and rough. I say, not for me, I prefer my own story. And for me one small boat is enough. They've envied, they've gossiped, they've sighed and they've wondered. Sneered and they've cursed and they've huffed. Do they need a million, a thousand, a hundred? For me one small boat is enough. The sailors in town are all talking of Helen. They search for the girl who resembles her best. They each hope to find an impeccable belle in the most finely combed, the most prettily dressed. Turn and I ask you,
So that was just as I said, I already told you what it was. It won the Pegasus Awards, which is very exciting because those are Filk Awards. Up next, we are going to be having Cody with a traffic report.
You're listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh with your 1209 traffic report for the greater Pittsburgh area. Currently, both the Parkway East and West are currently fully open with 4-minute expected delays in the Squirrel Hill Tunnel and 2-minute delays on the Fort Pitt Tunnel. Liberty Tunnel is currently not delayed, so that's a first for 12:10 a.m. There's currently remnants of an accident in Lower Burrell on Wildlife Lodge Road, PA Route 56, in both directions. All lanes are now open, but there still is some debris being cleared by PennDOT. Currently, there are only 2 more 61 buses for the night. They will be 4 minutes delayed per PRT ready to ride. Use the transit app for more accurate information. Now, back to Rihanna.
All right, so as I was saying, we have Formula 666 by Sarah and the Safe Word. You might be wondering, does Sarah and the Safe Word even count as steampunk, given we pivoted the set from Filk to steampunk? My answer is yes, so let's hit it.
On a summer night, you can hear the squeal. 6-6.
All right, so that was the Ballad of Delilah Morio by Steam Powered Giraffe. Very steampunk, very fun. I hope you had a great time. There was a whole vampire saga in there, if you were paying attention to the lyrics. If not, too bad for you, because we now have a moon report. Carmen.
Hello, all right. I'm here to give today's moon report, because clearly that's the only thing we care about. All right, so the moon is at 8.3%. The moon is about at 8.3%. As a waning crescent. The next new moon will be on November 20th, 2025 at 1:47 a.m. And then the next third quarter will be on November 12th, 2025. Stay tuned for your moon. It's wonderful.
All right. Any audio errors, and those are mine and not Carmen's, just so everyone's fully aware. But yes, now that we know what's going on with the moon, I think we should get into the next song.
In an anarchistic garret, so dingy and so mean, smell the pungent odor of nitroglycerine. From the piles of pipe and powder and pamphlets to the sky, meets the dust and dirty laundry, you can hear this mournful cry. Always Sister Jane's turn to throw the bomb, roll the bomb. God knows what's become of Brother Tom.
Brother Tom,
Mama's aim is bad, and the cops, they all know dead, so it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. There are knives and guns and daggers scattered on the front room floor. Look behind the sofa, you'll find two dozen more. But Cousin Mac's in prison, and Grandpa is long dead, and Uncle Jim has left us to become a Frisco Red. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. God knows what's become of Brother Tom. Mama's aim is bad, and the cops, they all know Dad, so it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. In the hall you'll find the baby teething on some dynamite. Try and get it from her, and you'll find you're in a fight. But she's too young to do it, and Mama's baking bread, and Uncle Jake is chipping and he's flipping out his head. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. God knows what's become of Brother Tom. Mama's aim is bad, and the cops, they all know Dad, so it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Tabby kitten sitting purring by the door, and lying in the bed there's a smiling saboteur. But a cat's no good at bombing, and none of us is sure that that smiling sleeping freak is not a big provocateur. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. God knows what's become of Brother Tom. Mama's aim is bad, and the cops, they all know Dad, so it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
Jamie Dawson was the captain of the Christian and her crew, and he flew and fought the Christian in the War of 82. Now the Christian was the tightest ship between here and Charlemagne, and the crew of Jamie Dawson was the same. On patrol in Sector 7, keeping a watch on Barbara's son, they would jump by three like cruisers, though they weren't a match for one. As they came to general quarters and they sent out the alarm, Dawson's crew was sure they finally popped the farm. No one living saw that battle, though the fleet was quick to leave. When they reached the site, they found a scene no sane man could believe. Dead in space lay three like cruisers, cut to ribbons all around, but no sign of Dawson's Christian could be found. Of the Dutchman, the Celeste, and Barnum's bride. There are stories of the horseman and the lady at his side. But the tale that chills my spirit more, because I know it's true, is the tale of Jamie Dawson and his crew. Yes, the tale of Dawson's Christian and her crew. Thank you.
was second mate on Harris, dream of freighter on the line. We were shipping precious metals to the colony on nine. It was on the second watch of that most uneventful flight when the pirate ships appeared out of the night. Now to me there was no question, for they had us 4-1. And you can't fight dirty pirates when your freighter has no gun. So we stood by to be boarded by a party and unseen, when another ship appeared upon our screen. First we thought it just a pirate, but the vector was all wrong. Then we thought it might be rescue, but the signal wasn't strong. When she did an answer hailing, we all felt an unknown dread. For we saw her shields were up and glowing red. Now the courage of that single ship is shown by very few, but we never knew a ship could fly the way the stranger flew. Never fearing guns or numbers, like a tiger to its meat, the stranger then attacked the pirate fleets. And the stranger's beams burned brighter than all beams I'd seen before. And the stranger's shields were harder than the heart of any whore. As the battle rent the ether while we watched and shook our heads, the pirate ships were cut to bloody shreds. The pirate ships were cut to bloody shreds. Just as quickly as it started, then the fighting was all done. For the pirate fleet was shattered and the stranger's ship had won. Though we tried to call and thank her, not an answer could we draw. But she dropped her shields and this is what we saw. There were 30 holes clear through her and a gash along one side. And we knew that when it happened that no crew were left alive. For the markings all said Christian, deep inside us each one knew 'twas the tomb of Jamie Dawson and his crew. Now instead of flying off, the stranger then began to fade. First the hull and then the bulkheads as we cowered there afraid. For as the Christian disappeared, the last to slip from view were the bones of Jamie Dawson and his crew. It's the bones of Jamie Dawson and his crew. There are stories of the Dutchman, the Celeste and Barnum's Pride. There are stories of the horseman and the lady at his side. But the tale that chills my spirit, and I swear to God it's true, is the tale of Jamie Dawson and his crew. Yes, the tale of Dawson's Christian and her crew.
Flies by. There's prisons made of lead and gold. gargoyles of iron shreds, and Annabelle McAllister, who's raising up the dead. Annabelle McAllister, who's raising up the dead. Street is where the alchemist guild meets, and to join you have to craft a glass pearl from a young girl's dream. A group of thieves they heard broke in the lodge to steal their pearls, but in the morning they were found there sitting staring unperturbed. The twilight thought they say an aphrodisiac contains nonsense, but yet they copulate in doorways anyway. There's inventors and inbred in upper classes, it's been said. And Annabelle McAllister, who's raising up the dead. Annabelle McAllister, who's raising up the dead. Clever little Annabella with her clever head. Oh, Annabelle McAllister, who's raising up the dead.
All right, so that was just Act 1, Scene 2 from The Dolls of New Albion, which is like a steampunk. It's not as much in space. It's like more Victorian. There's like dolls, a bunch of magic. Kind of questionable, but like in a fun way, hopefully. But because we are doing so much with the supernatural, Carmen and I thought we would flip to row for you. Carmen, do you want to tell what the three-card draw is?
All right. So redeeming myself from the Moon Report with functional audio this time, folks. For our first card, we have The Hanged Man, which I take a mild amount of credit for. I famously get this card quite a bit, so this might be my bad.
And why do you think you get The Hanged Man so often, Carmen?
I have no idea. It just...
Inability to let go?
This is a crazy thing to be discussing out on air. I think the kids say airing out the laundry. But for our second card, another one that I also get quite a bit, but I also think Riona does, unless I'm wrong. It is The Empress. It's a very fun card. According to this online, this very shady website we have online, it says that this card suggests that this time you desire comfort, security, and happiness, and may, well, need to get some emotional support and reassurance. And isn't that wonderful? Don't we all need a little bit of emotional support and endurance in these times? And for our final card, I call it the Riona Special.
It's the Tower! The Tower is, of course, a card that means crisis. Last week, I flipped this out three times, three different draws. I switched from my deck to Carmen's deck, and it was like, the Tower. All right. Okay, so everything's going to go horribly, but I think it's a really funny card to have in my draws, typically. So, between me and Carmen, we are getting the Hangman and the Tower and a little bit of the Empress for Carmen. This has been your Tarot update. We are going to hit you with some more actual filk next with The Traveler by Julia Elclair.
There's something that I feel at night that sometimes lasts till dawn. I don't understand what it does to me to make me feel so wrong. But it has to do with when I live and the people I'm supposed to know, and why I feel so all alone, and why I feel that I must go. But no journey here can take me to the place where I belong. The end of my road is another time, so far away and long. And I left time not behind me, but before me yet to be. Still my time is far beyond me. Future and forced to live alone in a time 300 years before I'll know and see my home. No memory brings it back to me on some cold, cold, lonely night. For the time in which my heart belongs was never in my sight. Still I sense a friend who's far away from where I live and be. And I wonder, though I am without him, will he live without me? For though I'm here for reasons I may never understand, in some future life may I return to my unknown homeland. When I am gone, the mark I leave must push us one step more. For but for those of us lost in time, this world would be so poor. Dreams from future minds are the only thing that lets us fly. But future minds dream of future nights when home again they never have to. Before each morning's launch, they know that
tungsten, my flesh of glass and steel. I am the joy of Terra for the power that I wield. Once upon a lifetime, I died a pioneer. Now I sing within a spaceship's heart. Does anybody?
Don't leave the party dying. Booty shaking. little sound is ringing. They don't know what they're missing. Legs ain't got time to lay low. Your knees are bending, so it's time to get up and let go.
So that was a little electro swing as recommended by Carmen and Cody. So let's add another genre, shall we? It's Anatomy of the Ear. We're doing like the ear all over. Anyways, up next, we're going back to steampunk with Enchanté by the Dorper Robins. Very exciting.
Tight for days when stars were saintly. They sang to me in ways innately. Before we enslaved the symphony to playing anthems for selling things I used to wonder, wander farther into abyss. Those days were squandered. My ghost was lost to the grown-up gallows. So I find my spirit in the bottle. But oh, that bottle.
Oh, that bottle. Oh, that bottle.
Oh, that bottle.
Enchanté, 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 enchanté.
Today our fragile flesh That's how we get our kicks. Out with the new, in with the old. Out with the new, in with the old. Our underworld isn't filled with fear. Just passing copper, leather scrap made rustier gear. But you can keep your hip hop dead, no pop rock slipping dub. On my way to a coal-powered underground vintage pub.
Alright, so that is Steampunk Revolution by Abney Park. However, we are nearly at the end of the hour, and you might be wondering, how do you end an hour of Filkin Steampunk? Up next, we have The Cog is Dead.
Oh, Mr. Hamilton, what have you done? Look at this terrible trend you've begun. You make me sick, you contemptible dog. I blame you for the death of Cog.
Cog used to be such magnificent things, beautiful sprockets and dazzling springs. But you gave the people your digital beast, and in turn now all gears are deceased. How things have changed from when I was a boy. Clockwork would tick and would bring me much joy. But with your advent there's no need to wind. Everything charming has been left behind. Oh, Mr. Hamilton, you dirty fiend. Your modern timepiece is cruel and obscene. I was a lover of gears great and small. They all were my friends and you've murdered.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed the hour. If not, don't call in. I'm not going to be here. It's 1 a.m. Up next, we are going to have some automation for Anatomy of the Ear.
WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.